Yeah, okay, the shiur tonight is Le'ilu Nishmas.
Chaya
Tzivia. Bas?
Bas Yisrael.
Bas Yisrael. The Neshama should have a great aliyah. Yes, it's Yotzad of Stephen's mother. Stephen, we have some unhappy members over here. They want to have something to eat. And to drink.
It's awesome to pop to the baker shop tomorrow. They can get something to eat. I think they're closed now.
Okay, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we're also wishing huge mazel tov to our very, very choshev and esteemed participant in Shia. Yoslin, one of the baby boy that was born today, so a big mazel tov. And he's over here on Zoom. I think he's got plenty of justification to be on Zoom tonight.
Mazel tov. Well, yeah. Who is it? Jason. No.
Hello.
Mazel tov.
Okay, gentlemen, I want to start tonight's share with a fascinating Mishnah Berurah Rabbeisai, and I have a little anecdote to that. The Mishnah Berurah that we discussed yesterday in page 100, Siman Nun Hei, Seif Gimel, we're going to be covering tonight. But there's one earlier Mishnah Berurah which I want to mention. Fascinating. The Mishnah Berurah mentions, Shulchan Aruch mentions earlier that who qualifies as a part of a minion. So who qualifies? So we had the conditions were, he's got to be
Bar Mitzvah,
he's got to be a Zohar, a man, he's got to be Bnei Choirin, yeah. So that's what the conditions. So the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating. In the end of the Sifkotan Dalet Rabbeisai, and it sounds so interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, I am a tshuva, it's the end of Sifkotan Dalet, I know I'm going back a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says, Eins tshuvas chacham tzvi, it's the end of Sifkotan Dalet, see what the tshuvas chacham tzvi writes, the holy chacham tzvi, in Siman Tzadi Gimel, in paragraph, in Siman Tzadi Gimel, and he says, I skipped one line. Sorry. Adam Noitzale de Sefer Yetzira. What happens to? So we know somebody's going to be over by mitzvah to count as a minion. What happens if somebody is created out of this Sefer Yetzira? What's that?
The golem.
You open up a sefer. And you do what you got to do, and then you create a golem. You create a golem, like the.
And this in Prague, they had the same
shadow,
no?
Sefer Yetzira.
There's a sefer called Sefer Yetzira, which if you read it, we all do that. So you're able to create Sefer Yetzira. Now, the fact is that the Gemara speaks about it. That's a fact, right? The Gemara speaks about it. We had Amoraim who were able to do that. You're finding it difficult to swallow. The Gemara speaks about it. The Gemara, there's a fact. The Gemara speaks about creating a person through the Sefer Yetzirah. Now, as to whether the Golem was the later generations, people were able to do that, such as famously the Maral of Prague. Many go, I personally, please don't throw me out of the window here. I don't believe it. I hope that's not heretic. I don't believe the Maral of Prague created the Golem. I don't know, please don't, I'm scared, you're going to throw me out of this. I don't believe, but some people do believe it, some people question it a little bit. But the fact that the Gemara, in the Gemara's times, that's a Mefush Gemara. So the question is, if you create a person through Sefer Yetzirah, you know, you're short of a minion, and you just need to have another, what are you going to do? You've got a problem. So these are the before WhatsApp days. So what are you going to do? You're going to create an additional 10th participant in the minion. So does that work or not? Because he's not really a human. Look at that. Mishmur discusses if you can create a person, Sefer Yetzirah, if that counts as a minion or not. Mishmur says, can you count him? Chamtzvi writes about it. Could be it works, could be it doesn't work. And then he has a question mark.
If the Chutz Chaim writes about it, Maral Prague was after him.
No. Maral Prague was long before the Chofetz Chaim.
Before.
Yeah.
So obviously it's possible That he did it.
Okay, very good. I want to share with you something interesting. Abba Isai, what's the question on this Mishnah Berurah? What's the question on this? Pardon?
Not relevant.
Okay, so I want to tell you this. I heard from somebody called Moshe Weiss. Have you heard of Moshe Weiss? Moshe Weiss? He's a famous Rav, very, he's one of the Gdolim, one of the Gdolim Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, Rebbe Usher Weiss. Now, Rebbe Usher Weiss is an outstanding Talmud Chacham, but besides that, he also comes from a very, very, very royal kind of Torah digger, as well as quite very wealthy background. His father was called Rebbe Usher Weiss. I knew Rebbe Usher Weiss very well. How did I know Rebbe Usher Weiss well? Because Rebbe Usher Weiss lived in Menach Tzitzchok in Yerushalayim. He was, most of his life, he lived in America, was American. He had a very, very interesting life because he survived the war to go to the Klosenburg Rebbe. He had lots of stories about the Klosenburg Rebbe. He was very close to the Klosenburg Rebbe. Eventually, he actually became a chutn of the Klosenburg Rebbe because his other son married the Klosenburg Rebbe's daughter. But besides that, he lived in America for most. He eventually moved to Yerushalayim. He settled in Chitzchok. He was very wealthy. He had a nice flat. And he used to daven Shachris, where I learned... where I learned in Kol. So every day when I came to learn, he was still like finishing off his davening, and then we chopped a little shmuz. He had always a very interesting stories to say. And Rabbi said, I heard it from Moshe Weiss himself. So that's the father of Moshe Weiss, called him Moshe Weiss. He was nifted only a few years ago. He gave me his forum. We got on very well. Could be my grandfather, I suppose, age-wise. He was an elderly gentleman. He told me that he heard from the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim had a conversation with his father-in-law, the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim spoke about the Mishneh Berurah that he wrote. The magnum opus, the Chofetz Chaim, spoke about the Mishneh Berurah. And he said that, you know, it was really hard to write the Mishneh Berurah because everything I wrote was absolutely, absolutely relevant halacha lemaisa. Everything was halacha lemaisa. Was absolutely halacha lemaisa. Nothing there that I added in the Mishneh Berurah which wasn't relevant. So the son of the Chofetz Chaim, so that's really interesting. Everything you wrote is every single word that I wrote in the Mishneh Berurah is halacha lemaisa. So the son of the Chofetz Chaim said, "Ha, Shver, my dear father-in-law, I've got a question. And the question is, Sefer Yetzirah. It says, Shver, my dear father-in-law, I understand most halachas are, of course, very relevant halacha lemaisa, but I can pinpoint one which is not halacha lemaisa at all. And that's as to whether you can count a goylem as a minion." And he pointed to this Mishneh Berurah here, Zif Gotten Dalet. Similarly, Zif Gotten Dalet. The son-in-law said, he was very well versed in Mishneh Berurah because he helped him to publicize it. So he said, this Mishneh Berurah, nobody nowadays can create a goylem. So why on earth, you know, it's not relevant. Why did he say everything is relevant? This is clearly not relevant halacha lemaisa. Good question?
Yes.
Good question. The Shver answered, the Chofetz Chaim answered to his son-in-law, this I heard from Reb Moshe Weiss, who heard it from the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, who had a conversation with the Chofetz Chaim himself. Chofetz Chaim replied, and he said the following. He said that, I thought a lot about writing this. I wasn't sure if I should add it in, or I should not. I wasn't sure. Yes or no, yes or no. And then I decided, you know, the reason I'm writing, I said I'm going to put it in. Why the Chofetz Chaim decided to put it in? Why?
It's not forgotten concepts.
Very good. That's precisely it. Chofetz Chaim said that Yidden should know there is still such a musik. There is out there, people are so incredibly holy, they're so heilig, they're so unbelievably distant from our day-to-day realities, but they are so heilig that they are able, there is such a concept as creating people through Sefer Yetzirah. You and me, we can't do it. And probably 100 years ago, so nobody was able to do it. Could be a few 100 years ago, but there's a fact. The Gemara speaks about it, right? And whether Maral Brak did it or not, it's not relevant. The point is, there is such a concept. And the Chofetz Chaim added it to the Mishneh Berurah to show us and teach us, you know, there is a concept down.
Bring it.
Who? When the Gemara do you speak about? There's no Gemara about flying.
Flying
around.
Who? Yoshki, the whole thing.
There's no. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with this Gemara.
Well, I find it hard. They pick one thing.
Okay, so I suppose it's a valid point what you're saying. But I suppose Chofetz Chaim had to. He can't just write irrelevant things. Every now and then, Chofetz Chaim felt, I'm going to just bring back this concept a little bit. Okay, I'm just sharing this with you because I had that little anecdote with this Mishneh Berurah here. I thought it's an interesting point. Okay. Having said this, Rabbi, so we continue. The concept we learned yesterday was that if you start with a minion and some of them leave, then you are entitled to continue. So let's say you start with Kaddish, and by the time you get to Yemei Shmei Rabo, you're only 9, you can keep going. Then Mishabur in Tziv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel continues in line with this. And it's as follows. Imizchil be'ovois. What happens if you're in ovois? Now, what? We are in Simon Nun Hei, Seif Gimel. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch teaches us as follows now. It's very much a continuation of Seif Beis. Imizchil be'ovois. If a person started be'ovois, what's ovois? The first part of Shemoneh Esrei. But what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is not the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, it's talking about Chazal Hashatz. Chazal Hashatz is, Baruch HaTashe, how does Shemoneh Esrei start? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, you know the Chazal Hashatz. V'yotzu miktzoson, and what happens is, some of them leave. So you are now stuck, because you are mid Shemoneh Esrei, without a minion. V'yotzu miktzoson, goy merafilu kedusha. He can continue including the Kedusha. You're going to say, hey, there's only 9 people by Kedusha. Yes, true. There is only 9 people by Kedusha, but you started with 10, you may continue. Now he goes on to Yoitzer. What is Yoitzer? Ramo says, forget about Shemoneh Esrei, understand Shemoneh Esrei. Let's talk about something else. What's Yoitzer? Yoitzer is by Birkas Kriyas Shema. Same scenario happened by Birkas Kriyas Shema, by Yoitzer Oyo. Some left. You are stuck now with 9 people in Yoitzer. You can't do Chazal Hashatz. Later on, in a few minutes, when you get to Chazal Hashatz, you cannot start Chazal Hashatz. Why can you not start Chazal Hashatz? Yeah, it's a new unit. Should we call it unit? It's a new concept. So yes, you could do Yoitzer Oyo. You can even go through Shema. And you can even go through Quiet Shemoneh Esrei, perhaps, but you certainly can't do Chazal Hashatz because you don't have a minion. The Kvar Nishlam Tefilas Yoitzer. V'imyotzun Achash Yisrael B'Koil Rom V'Kedusha Yocholim Nehashlim Kol Tzei D'Kedusha V'Lem Rakad Yisholem Shel Achreo. If they left after you started in the middle of Birkas Shema, you can continue to say the Kedusha. You can continue to hold Birkas Kriyas Shema. V'loim Rakad Yisholem Shel Achreo T'Shayach LaTefila Sharaim Etiskabel Tzloisoin. So the Kaddish afterwards would be Etiskabel Tzloisoin. That would be part of that as well. Avol, but and Koyim Batera Dizir in an Acher. What you cannot do. So if you say you started Shemoneh Esrei, quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Or rather, Chazal Hashatz. You went through Chazal Hashatz, which was started beheta. Chazal Hashatz was 10 people, but 9 left. The Ramona tells us, keep going, the whole Chazal Hashatz. And what he says now, even the Kaddish of this Kabbal Sloison, which Kaddish is that? Yend. You can even say the Kaddish. You got 9 people, but you can't say Kaddish. Why? Because the Kaddish is this Kabbal Sloison. What does Kabbal Sloison mean? Accept our prayers. Which prayers is he talking about? Shemoneh Esrei. It's the continuation, therefore, of Shemoneh Esrei. So again, Rabbi Yisrael, you can see Kaddish Diskabel with 9 people based on the fact that it's a continuation of Shemoneh Esrei. Avol ein koyrim b'Torah, but you cannot do leining, which comes after that, with 9 people. The zeu in inachem begats a new concept. That's already something else. Now, what about Tfilas Arvis? Shema. When it comes to Maariv, you cannot, if you've got 9 people, you cannot do the Kaddish afterwards. After Kiyash, Lo Shayach, Kiyash Shema, Uvir Koseo. So, with regards to Maariv, there you won't be able to do the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei. It's not really part of it, and therefore you won't be able to do the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi said this is an important, I think what we're learning is an important concept. Just to summarize that, the concept is, if you start with permission, you start with 9 people, you start with 10 people, and you don't have a full minion now, you don't have to interrupt immediately. You keep going and you complete the entire inyan. And that could even be, if you're talking about Shemoneh Esrei, you can go, keep going, including Kedusha, including the whole Shemoneh Esrei, including Tekadesh, Tiskabel, which is afterwards. You can do that with 9 people. Bekredish, no?
Very.
Very Bekredish.
Yeah.
People agree. People don't know that. People don't know that. I'm not saying it's a great. We learned yesterday. Don't be the number 10 that leaves the minion. Minion, it's not a nice thing to do. But in theory, so if you're stuck,
if you had a minion of 9,
so we learned yesterday. The Bialocha says if you're number 9 to leave, it's also not great.
If you started off with 9,
You started off with 9.
Yeah. No, you lost 1.
No. What do you mean, you started off in 9?
You never had 10.
No, good point. So I saw the Achronim speak about that. No. If you made a mistake in counting, you think by Bochudu is 10, but in reality it was only 9. And you said, Bochudu is 10, and you suddenly have all these 9, then you wouldn't be able to continue. It's a good point. Interesting. I saw that in the Achronim. If you started with Shloi Behetta, you wouldn't be allowed to continue. Interesting point. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. What happens if you've got 10 people and one leaves because he's not Sola guy and he's been called to an emergency? Surely in that circumstance he wouldn't be classified as destroying the minion, because what he's doing is to try and save a life.
Yeah, so he's a great tzaddik in trying to save lives. It's a great deed indeed, but he's still destroying the minion. He's still destroying the minion.
Yes, but if he stayed, he could be... the cause of the person's death.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying he's doing the right thing. Of course, he would ask her off, which he's not allowed to ask her off. But if he were to ask her off, we'd tell him, sure, go, by all means, go and save a person's life. But it's still true that he's destroying the minion.
But would he be punished for that?
No, clearly not.
Because he's doing another
absolutely
mitzvah.
In this instance, he wouldn't be punished for that. Rabbi says, Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet is one of my, I don't know why. Have you ever heard of 9 people and then adding a non-bar mitzvah boy holding a Sefer Torah? Yes? A Siddur? Chumash what? Chumash? Have you ever seen this in practice? Is this actually happen? Have you ever actually seen it happening? You saw it happening? Tell me about it.
Never.
What did you see?
I might be wrong. When I was young, I was in the Cricklewoods in the shore. I seem to remember that I was 9 and they brought a kid.
Let's see, before you say no, let's see top of page.
If you go to Stress and Minya to bring a child before Bar Mitzvah, you obligate to leave the shul and go out.
Let's look at page 172, second line of Boisai. Yesh Matirim, some people say, some people, Yesh Matirim Loima, Dovo Shebekdusha, some people are allowed to say Dvorim Shebekdusha, such as Bochu, Kaddish, Kedusha, Betisha, with 9 men, Vetzeruf, and you add Koton, a child, Shuyoizim Ben Sheish, as long as it's over 6. And he knows and he understands and he comprehends. Lemi, to whom? Mispalanin. So it has to be a fairly developed, say, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, who understands what it means to daven to Hashem. So, like, you know, I always find it great when you ask most kindergarten kids, to whom are you davening? They'll say to the Rebbe. They'll say to the Rebbe, to the teacher, to the auntie, you know. So, it's one that actually understands that you to whom you daven to the Baruch Hu. So it's a child who is pre bar mitzvah but gets it right in terms of davening. Similarly, but it doesn't appear to be right. The words like gdoyle apoyskim, many gdoyle apoyskim hold that it's not right. You got him in. He's a child. He's a boy. He's not bar mitzvah. So we've got a difference of opinion over here. Vuadin, similarly, the Eved ve'isha en mitzdafin, surely, an Eved a slave, and Isha a woman, en mitzdafin, they never count. Now, continues the Ramah, and he says as follows, So the Ramah says, no, if you've got a child, even if he holds a chumash, you can't count him, you can't add him. Miu, however, yeshnoi, again, there are people who have the custom to be lenient, lehokel, to be lenient, b'shasatchak, if really need be. So what have we got over here? We've got a strange, vague opinion that holds that if you're really stuck, some hold that 9, that if you've got 9 men and you've got 1 child, Shulchan Aruch says, if he's over 6, he knows what's happening, he knows to whom you're davening. Shulchan Aruch says, some say that it's fine, Dremel says, No, he's got to hold the Chumash as well. It's got to hold the Chumash as well. And then, B'Sha'asat Chag, if you're really, really stuck in Kirklewood, only 9 men, whatever, you can be lenient. Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
Never. If you stay like this, 9, you bring your child,
I'll be out. I'm scared. I'm getting scared. This is the second thing today. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai,
it's happened a lot.
So I do we have a machlokas? We have got general machlokas. So this machlokas. Let's just see what Mishnah says. Mishnah says. He brings in Tzivkot and Achov Dalet, Roi Tzilema, Afil Bli Chumash. The first opinion holds, even without a Chumash. What's the Chumash going to help? We should hold the Chumash. What, does that make him any older?
Extra Kedusha.
Okay. I'm going to disagree with you shortly. V'davka Echov Elishnaim, if that works, it's going to be with one boy, not two boys. Two boys for sure, not. Otherwise, it's going to end up having, you know, 8 boys with Chumashim and, you know, and like 2 men. No. If anything, it's going to be number 10, and that's it. Levush says, I've never seen it. Never seen such a thing. Doesn't make sense. Not in Cricklewood, not in Baghdad, nowhere. And he said, and the Magen says, no, I've seen it. In Cricklewood. But only with the real Chiyuvim. Baruch Hu Kaddish, but not a voluntary Kaddishim. Our Kaddish Lach Olenu Lo Yoimu. The Arba Achoinim Achmirim. So he brings over various opinions. Yeah, some say yes, some say no. Now it's interesting. Moshe Feinstein says, "What's one second? What's his whole Chumash thing?" Moshe Feinstein said, "Chumash doesn't mean Chumash, but he says Chumash." Can you see? He says Chumash, and the Gemara says Chumash. He says you're getting it wrong. That's when Hebrew language can get us confused. What does Chumash really mean? Yeah, but in context of the Gemara, what does Chumash mean? It's interesting, we use Chumash, right? It doesn't really mean what? It's Sefer Torah, of course. Moshe says, Moshe, you're saying, it's talking about Sefer Torah. A Chumash, because it's a Chamish, a Chumash Torah, it says only if it's Gugliela, and it's actually talking about Sefer Torah. So there's certainly no way to be lenient, said Rav Moshe Feinstein, if your children holding Chumashim, forget it. If anything, it's a Sefer Torah. Interestingly as well, now I heard this once, Rav Moshe doesn't say that, I heard it once, I don't remember from whom it could be, I'm quoting my father-in-law, my shver said it, but I forgot now, so I couldn't find it. I don't know where I got it from, but I clearly heard once the following. What is the Sefer Torah going to help? What is the Sefer Torah going to... In Cricklewood, was it Chumash or Sefer Torah? What was it? Chumash. Right, they didn't learn Ramosha. In Cricklewood, they didn't learn Ramosha. Okay, what?
Sefer Torah is like, it's an
Neshama. Okay.
So you put
into Neshama. Okay, I want to learn much more Balabatish. Much more simple. You're talking about Kedusha. Very good. I'm talking very simple. What, Rabbi Yisai, what could potentially happen if you've got children adding to the minyan?
People will learn.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
You have half the minyan.
Holding chumashim. It's going to be, in Yiddish, it's going to be yomtim in the vachen. That's what they say. Forget it. You don't have to have, it's going to be, everybody's going to hold chumashim and no minyanim and everything is going to be. So therefore, Chazal established, I don't know if it's Chazal, they established that, on the a child, on the extreme circumstance, can be counted as number 10. But we don't want it to become every Monday and Thursday. It's going to happen every single second day. You're going to start. So we're going to make a hecker, a recognizable simon, a symbolic act that people realize we don't do this every day. How do you achieve that? You take the Sefer Torah out, you get the boy to hold it, or to hold maybe the Atzichaim, or to hold it all together perhaps. And like this, everybody's going to remember. It's going to be etched in the mind. We don't do this every day. It's going to be like, what's the word? It's going to be a hacker. Yeah, we make like a point. It's extraordinary, and that's why we allow it. But it is true that many people, many rabbonim, many poets came hold that even on the extreme circumstances, no way. You never count the child as a minion, and some are lenient. Either way, it's a massive bedi'evet. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, even if you lose a minion like that, don't do it. Don't go down that route. Even if you're not going to be a minion, forget it. Don't do it. Have you ever been, as you have happened in your career, what happens if this, it doesn't come into it?
Uh,
I wonder if Ron Bessner is going to official psak on this. I wonder. Yeah. So I think that generally speaking, I think was it under rabbinical guidance what you saw, or was it more like what people?
I was sure that it was falling apart and never had the minimum.
Right. Okay. So, gentlemen, what we learned is as follows. We learned, first we spoke about the goyim, as to whether the goyim can count for minyan or not. Then we discussed what happens if you start with heter, you can continue, even if there's no minyan left, you can continue that inyan, such as chazal zashatz, even the kaddish afterwards, and similar. We also learned that there is an but Maariv wouldn't apply, the kaddish after Maariv doesn't is not part of the Shmoyne Esser, and you wouldn't be able to say without a minion. And then we learned about this interesting, slightly obscure opinion, if I may say, that if you've got 10 men, nine men, you could add a child who is over six, as long as he understands to whom you're davening, you could count him, and the Rambam says, if already, then it's going to be with by holding a Sefer Torah Chumash. It's interesting, I like this expression, somebody once pointed out to me, we found a bit of expression that a child over six can only qualify if he knows to whom you are davening. And somebody once gave, do all the adults really know to whom we are davening?
Yeah.
Do we always know to whom we are davening? So the six-year-old child qualifies, as provided he knows to whom we are davening. And he gives us a bit of chizik. They should know that whenever we daven, we should at least know to whom we are davening and what we're doing when we are davening to the Bnei Shtelem. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, having said this, I wish you a very good evening. Continue with him tomorrow from Seif Hey.